You see, something as simple as going on patrol, coming back, and then you see these little kids waving at your patrol vehicle and all of that, and then you waving back at them, you see that happiness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That alone is enough reason to serve.
Welcome to the podcast today. I have a very interesting person that I'm having a conversation with. We're talking about patriots. And who else to have a patriotic conversation with other than Opitama or Otama or Optama, whichever one you want to call it. Ladies and gentlemen, Otama.
Yes,
yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah. There's a way we met and he was giving me the gist. Then he mentioned Bonny Camp because I went to Common Children's School Bonny Camp.
Yes.
Tell me.
I think it was back in 2017, January 2017.
Yeah.
You were trying to do an outreach to the students in Bonny Camp Primary School. So Killer Kane reached out to a friend who is a soldier. Mm-hmm. So me and that soldier had to go inside the primary school to talk to the headmaster about how you're going to come in. So I think after the soldier reached back to Killer, so I reached out as well. So it was around that time that Laffy Aji came out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there was this hashtag for the L-train this thing then. So I did that white on uniform and you reposted it. And that was how we started having conversation 2017 till now. Yeah. And that was even before my deployment.
You went to Zambisa.
That was before my deployment, yes.
Interesting. It's funny how me going to Common Children's School Bonny Camp, and then that's the link, that even led you to even throwing an L up, and then we did a repost, and then it became a back and forth. Only for me later to discover that I'm talking to a very eloquent soldier. Like he's well learned. He writes well. He thinks different. I dare say different, not to mean like he's special than anybody else. I guess all of us are special. But when you've been fed with a lot of regulars, you meet the irregular, it becomes like, oh, that's a different thought pattern. And I sense that with you. And I guess for me, that was over this story of the repost, what I would say I remember the most about me meeting you is like, this guy, like he actually... You know, say they know they believe, say barracks, say we know they feel
dull heads. That's it.
Yes. Yeah, so, but it's interesting. I want us to have a conversation about patriots.
All right.
Or patriotism. I mean, this conversation is freestyle. It will segue into different things.
Yeah, sure.
But I'd like to learn what that is from you, seeing that I don't serve and you do. You're in active service.
Yeah.
Maybe patriotism means something to you that we don't know.
Right, I get it.
Yeah. So
the thing is, you see, for every soldier, everyone serving, let's say even police, there is a purpose of service. Mm-hmm. There's a reason. There's what led you to service.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you might come into service and you just want to gain the respect for the uniform.
Yeah.
You know, like, the way that they respect soldiers. Even me, I won't feel that kind of thing. Yeah, some comes in like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you see, whatever your purpose is that led you to the army, to the police, you just find out that, okay, that's just a very short part of the journey itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come in, you realize the act of service itself. You see, something as simple as going on patrol, coming back, and then you see these little kids waving at your patrol vehicle and all of that. And then you waving back at them, you see that happiness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That alone is enough reason to serve. I used to tell people, like, if I wasn't in the army here, I'd probably be in the fire service.
But Ota not really did Lagos.
I would have plenty of us for Lagos.
So
the thing is, to me, service is something that gives me purpose. It's the most purposeful thing someone can ever do, you know?
Pardon me, because the first question that comes to my head here is, how then do you now equate what you just said, which is a beautiful thing, to the fact that a lot of people join because of, say, work no day?
You see, ba, that's what I'm saying, whatever purpose, whatever reason that made you join the service,
mm-hmm.
is just is short-term stuff. Once you're in the training, before you come out, that reason why you're coming in would definitely fade out. You now see things for what it really is. Mm. You see people running out of training, people running away from training because the narrative of what they have in their narrative they have in their head doesn't fit
what they met,
what they are seeing on the field. Like, bro, no, I can't really live this life while here. So you just see them take off, you see them deserting and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
But it's crazy because you said that's any force man.
Yeah.
And the matana can be like, say, when you look at, say, those rogue agents.
Yeah.
Amiss.
Yeah.
People who supposedly went through the training process.
Yeah.
And the discipline process too.
Yeah.
Only for them to now come out and be oppressors, like, in the society, like, that almost tackles the analogy you just presented.
Yeah, I get you. I understand what you're saying. You see, one thing about the setting, the military, paramilitary setting, is the fact that we are all humans, yeah? You have blood in your veins and all of that. I feel like when you're out of training, the background you come from, the home you come from, you yourself, you are a reflection of your society, where you grew up, how you were trained and all of that. If you have some probably psychological issues before coming into the army, let's say you are the type that bully people, that even without the military, you get people who say they fear for street normally.
Yeah.
Say this one, oh my, no, nah, no good area.
We know them. Yeah.
It doesn't stop you from having the mindset to serve normally. It doesn't stop that. Mm-hmm. But then your mind is just reinforced to reflect how you were trained, how you grew up, your society, and all of that. So when you come into the service and then you turn rogue, you harass people, it's not the service itself that is making you do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
You come from a military background. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You see people who probably have never done anything to probably bring death to the name of their organization in their years of service. And you get people who say the day where them pose them, come their unit, gone. Now that day, the problem don't start. So it's a reflection of the self itself in everyone. So it's not like it's probably promoted by the service or triggered, or it's probably a catalyst to the whole setting itself. So whatever it is you are yourself, once you come into the service, it's not like the service will take it away from you, but your mind will definitely be reinforced to understand what service it itself. So if you probably derail or you just become a deviant to those norms, it's because of who you are personally. And let me tell you one funny thing about service.
Mm-hmm.
You see all these normal Insta blogs, say them post person, beat person for ATM, he jump queue and all of that. Whenever anything like that happens, you see anyone who does that, you're gone. Like, you're done with.
Like, in service.
Yes. They don't tolerate it. Even though they don't bring it to the media, like, okay, this person has been deranged, demoted, or redeployed, and all of that. But then, you are like a channel of embarrassment to the service. And I think both the police, the army, the air force, that's one thing they don't tolerate. But people don't see, because the military will not come out and give you one big statement like, okay, oh, so person, we beat slap person for ATM, or we don't come out and for service, or we don't derank them, or it doesn't work that way.
Word.
But I'll let you know that anyone who trends on social media based on the fact that, okay, they harassed people, they did something they are not supposed to do, they are always punished for it.
Mm.
That's just the key fact.
But another question that I may have is, so if this is known, that the training that you get doesn't determine the character that you portray in service, or in service. So how is there a way of psychologically evaluating people who are befitting to hold positions, because this is also where the political dilemma is.
Yeah.
It's not that governance is a bad thing per se, because there's always been governance before we had colonial influence.
Yeah.
It's not like offices or public office is a bad thing per se. It is the person that is in holding, that.
Yeah.
So is there an official way to do a psychological or a psyche evaluation of the people trying to get into the fold of service?
Yeah, there is. When you immediately you apply to join the army,
mm-hmm.
there are series of tests you go through. Drug, mental evaluation, you know, physical. Yeah, for real, no joke.
No, you know,
physical evaluation.
I
and
say,
all
they
that.
Say drugs, but after you go join soldier, your life, better you go see. Because a lot of people then from PTSD go into drugs.
Yeah,
I so when that. You mentioned, I was like, so that if they check you before you join, do they check you after you've joined?
The thing is, Nigeria as a whole, we have a problem with mental evaluation, this talking to people about depression, talking mm-hmm. to people about anything that has to do with mental health. Mm-hmm. I think the whole country as a whole, we have a problem with that. It's mm-hmm. not, it can never be enough. You have to remind people, especially people in service, you have to remind them always what it's like to serve, to see blood, to, you know, to go through all this stress and then still be upright. Okay, so back to, if there's a test that's mm-hmm. been done before you join the army and all that, there's a test. There are a series of tests you have to go through to know that, okay, this person is actually mentally upright to serve, to protect lives and properties and all of that. But then when you come into the service and you decide to go rogue, that's why the military laws are there. That's why you have orders. That's why you have people charging people. You can be charged as low as not greeting your superior, because they feel like you're not mentally upright. Because if you get sense, as you walk out, you see your senior, you go greet him. Yeah. So something as small as that, if you should commit that offense, there's a punishment for it to probably jeer you back, like, bro, let's say you don't decrease, bro. Mm-hmm. You know that kind of thing. So that's why those laws are in place. In case you beat the system into joining the army and then you decide to now come and
misbehave.
then the constitution, the military constitutions, the laws mm-hmm. in place will definitely keep you in check. So that's why they have that.
That's fire, Asha, because I remember talking to my dad about guns in the house.
Yeah.
Because I used to catch on cruise with him and say, Afa, so he Boko Haram show now. He said, welcome then. I went and said, welcome then. I don't know how the devil in my head was like, I know what you mean. But when we're having a conversation, he actually wanted me to take a psychological evaluation test before he could at least certify that I could use a weapon.
Yeah.
And this in the boss mind, because if I didn't matter, if I'm not talking for pigeon English, it's in America every day. But my dad really want, like, so I know that at least my dad as an officer, based on mobile police where he be, he knew the value or the validity of that argument that anybody that is going to be put in such a position of power must be psychologically, even his own son, must go through psychological evaluation before he's allowed to carry arms.
Yeah.
If at all he needs to.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked you, but I guess once we have this kind of conversations, you could have shed more light.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And all. You mentioned something whilst we were talking and you spoke about depression.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about patriots here.
Yeah.
But before we get to depression, Shah, like, what do you think a patriot is?
I think in my own definition.
Or who is a patriot?
If I'd tell you, like, who is a patriot, it's someone who, you know, that, okay, this thing you want to do is not just going to favor you alone. People you don't even know are going to benefit from this thing. No matter the fear that is attached to it, you're still going to do it with the fear anyways. Mm. Even if it's, no one wants to get shot while doing something. But then you're going out in the morning, you prepare your bandage, you prepare your tourniquet, okay, in case I get shot. But you know you can actually get shot while at it, you can be killed while at it, but then you still feel like there's need for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's patriotism to me. Mm. So if you ever find yourself in that position, you're a patriot.
Ah, dope.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm a patriot of music then.
Something like that.
Because it's I'm very pleased how about the way you went about answering the question.
Yes.
Simply because most guys hear patriots and they think Nigeria.
They feel like, okay, I want to have our value.
Yes, I'm patriotic. And it's almost the same as saying a righteous person.
Yes.
A patriot is a righteous person.
Yeah.
I say to a lot of my Christian friends, Jesus was a patriot of truth to the point where he was willing to die for what he believed in. You're worshiping him. Are you being like him?
Are you patriotic enough?
Are you patriotic enough to be? Because I'm sure they say be like Jesus.
Yeah.
So are you sure you're really doing what exactly you must do? Because shout out to all the religious leaders in the church who are coming out and speaking up against when they say let my people go. If now we know if you say that we are the full of talk, then no worry yourself. Murder of the first guide all in our Bible. If you don't think now, let my people go. Sure. Talking to us,
sure.
Right? And it's interesting how you defined patriotism to mean somebody who is determined,
yeah, sure,
to do something, and that's it. And if I'm determined to be unified with the people around me,
yes,
yeah, and if the people around me are Nigerians, then I guess I'm a patriotic Nigerian.
Sometimes,
so it's not about whether it's the country itself.
Yes.
Like I say to guys, there are two types of definitions as to what Nigeria is.
Yeah.
There is the human definition, and there is the Nigeria definition. There is the political.
Oh, okay.
There's the political definition and there's the human definition.
Yes.
Based on, say, we are people around here. Say, maybe they've called us Nigerians. Say, what you change the name?
No, no fit.
What
no,
are we going to call it? Swagarians.
Sure, right, so, no fit.
But Igbo people see Igbo people.
Yeah, you know, sure.
Hence why I don't even preach any separation or secession like you speak, because I'm like, we can be together, but not together.
Okay.
Like, you and I are cool, but we don't live in the same house.
Right.
We don't even live it like you are on the island, I'm on the mainland, but we are good. We have communication work, so it makes sense.
Right.
So taking that to what it means to be patriotic is a, no matter, I'm taking a lot from you now, like no matter what it is that you're doing, you can be a patriot.
Yeah.
In this case, let's say we are Nigerians.
Yes.
And what then would you say a patriot deserves?
Well, as a patriot, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see things of from a perspective of deserving. That is why you throw yourself to anything, no matter irrespective of the outcome. You know, it might go wrong, it might go bad. If you are okay, if you are only looking at things from a perspective of okay, this thing should end good, that's when you feel like okay, you deserve something. But okay, what if it goes all down south? It goes bad. Who won't deserve? I'm waiting. You won't deserve. After that, it's just doing it for the fact that you feel like someone needs to do it.
You know what is funny? Excuse me. You know what is funny to me? You just reminded me of a philosophy lecture that I had, and we're talking about the concept of do nothing and do for nothing.
Okay.
Now it's make my own of my guy one fight for exam. I get plenty of exam just too. That one I posted about the bastard Ibrahim that he said,
yeah,
Vector, number something, and I said, hey, he says it.
Yeah, I remember that.
I swear to God, I don't talk the full story. I won't report. I said, excuse me, sir, it's stopping me. I want me to, because
he,
well, then here now, just because I say. The second thing is, another of my guy, you see where this links. So I'm seated here.
Okay.
And my guy is seated here. Another one is seated here. So it's the amphitheater setup.
Yep.
And like I could say, Vector Afa. So I say, okay, I did. Say, this concept of do for nothing and do nothing.
Okay.
Say, waiting in mean. I could say, I did cast myself so the teachers, for example.
Yeah.
I could say, do. For nothing. Do nothing means say no do anything.
At all, yeah.
Do for nothing means no say expect, do but no expect anything.
Yeah.
As I did tell him, he said, okay.
He get him, he don't get him, he's on his own.
Yeah. You see that? Okay. So I go right on.
You don't tell me something that you look for how you want it right now.
Where is he? So I'll go right down. Now the other guy give us slap, say, oh, they don't write 2 pages. It's philosophy. Once you get the full idea, just give all the example way back up the idea.
Everything. Join up.
See, and when you said what a patriot should expect should come from the angle of do but for nothing.
Yeah.
It's the truth. However, I can tell you how hard that is for the average thinker of today.
Yes.
Because everybody wants something.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I can't say everybody wants something. I can say it seems a lot of people want something.
Yeah.
The concept of do for nothing is quite extinct.
Right.
It's almost as though, you know, they exist. Like, a good example is me. I make music and somebody said to me, on an interview, live, or Instagram live.
Right.
Say, Victor, you believe, let's say, you know, one money. You make music, let's say, you know, one money. I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? Right?
Me, you start, you know, my half.
The moment where I don't begin the plot, say, I want to make this music, so my fee collect money.
Yes.
Bros, what does that make me? A musician or a businessman?
Businessman.
Exactly. And there's a difference between a musician
and a businessman.
And a businessman.
Yes,
we are in the era whereby you can be a musician and a businessman, but what then is the level of purity for your art?
How does it define?
Like, what is at the core? What are you patriotic about?
Yeah, that's it.
Like, what is it that you're so patriotic about? And it's okay if you don't get, you don't get sense, because you must be, even in a woman, you know, it's up to you. Right. Patriotic about. Some people not drink, they are patriotic about drinking, right?
Sure.
So, when that babe asked me that question at the interview, it bust my head, because I was like, really? I believe value brings money.
Right.
And value only brings money because people that have money that don't have the value want to purchase it. So it's crazy that the example you gave about what a patriot should expect, I didn't even expect it. And I salute you for that, my G. Like, that's hard. Like, it feels good knowing that we didn't script this and your opinion is very genuine on that level. However,
right.
If you say a patriot shouldn't expect anything, what then? How then do we now deal with the patriots who are of that notion, like you? But then again, wait till you they do, can't they be like, say, now they hold you back for your life? Like, You feel happy when you see those kids wave at you in the trucks. It makes you feel like, but then I want to believe that in that context, it means that you have provided them safety.
Yeah, sure.
How does that make you feel, knowing fully well that if things were properly set up as they should or as they ought, you wouldn't need to feel good about people waving at you?
You see, now there's a difference.
Yeah.
When you dive into service,
the thing is, yeah.
If you, as a soldier, this country, I might not say, okay, me.
Yeah.
But today, if the country should say, okay, there's no salary, no allowances for the military, nothing for the military anymore, I promise you, 60-70% of soldiers would still serve. It's the fact. Yeah, grumble go day. You get like, this one, that one, this one. Okay, family, no job. Or this one, no job. But personally, forget about the family. Let's remove the family now. Okay, you yourself. If the family know the chair you go serve, and they'll tell you yes. Because it's the only thing they find probably purposeful. That is how strong it is, the mind, of a military person. If you tell people to say, bro, we know they pay again. We know they pay again. Do you still want to serve? Like, it's what you know. It's your life. It's what you know as your life. I feel to sit down and say, okay, I write well. I take pictures. I can actually make something out of that, out of service. Yes, the mind, the ego, they come. But you know what I mean? Say, one bad operation go day tomorrow. I will consider no one go because one potential, they one place.
Try. You know what's funny? The other place, pass my friend to show him something.
Sure, you get. You know what I say? Because one potential day tomorrow, operation can come. As far as you are still in the service, the service is what matters to everyone.
Mm-hmm. This people will see it on social media later, but I feel it will be a breath of fresh air for you to read.
All right.
Yes. This is my It's funny that this conversation we didn't plan it.
Action packed, agile, and able bodied police officers. Taking sure that, yeah. Okay, so why are things like this not on the social media?
Now my papa be that, I'll put that.
Right.
But it's funny about, like, it's funny that you just said that.
The last paragraph, man.
Yes.
The last paragraph is everything.
Yes. Like, if I thought there's anything that keeps me going.
Yes.
And I was just checking through for some receipts in his files.
This should be on the social media, man.
Oh,
this
he
is.
Has about three letters from different.
And this is from 2006.
Yeah.
Should I?
Okay, please go ahead.
Okay, let me do it.
Let's first okay. man read about.
It's actually a letter of appreciation, yeah. It's a letter of appreciation from Efun Central Landlords Association. And it says, on behalf of Efun Central Landlords Association and its environ, we are writing to register our profound gratitude to you and your team of action-packed, agile, and able-bodied police officers for your prompt action taken shortly after you were alerted of a robbery attempt by some unknown armed bandits whose efforts to steal properties or carry out killings was made and void. To us, the past actions by your division were good, but the one you took today, led by you, had been excellent. Like, you know, made the whole association cut card for you now.
Yeah.
So the last paragraph now says, may you never suffer defeat of any kind. Amen. We thank you for these and subsequent actions. So that's what it's in the paper.
Yeah. And that's a letter to my dad.
Yeah.
There's Sunday Bo. When did they make trouble? Yes, Igboho, if Elo Dun Ore Lokpe community.
Yeah.
My dad was serving there.
Okay.
And even himself to write appreciation letter.
Yeah.
It's so when you talk about like patriotism, we're having this conversation, but I dare not be, I'm not here. We're having this conversation as easy as possible.
Yeah, I get it.
But excuse me, it's not brag.
Yeah.
It's that there is proof that 60% of people in service would serve
even
if they didn't get paid.
Yes.
My dad was in the police force. There was a time when they were being old.
Yeah.
This is not when my papa died. I hold him phone and they see text message say, thank you, sir, for coming when we go. Beyond official letters, there are about three here.
And the police were still owing out as at then.
My guy. But my dad always led his team. He never sent boys to go and answer. And this is, but because I don't think anybody is special, like we initially mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other officers that are that way. Like we're talking to one here, he's in the army.
Right.
But it just feels so crazy that even though you have kind of like debunked any further arguments.
All right.
Like you've kind of like I can say, even if Sef, after he retire, all the people when they protect now, the other people when they have businesses in his district.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the height that they will do is come to his retirement party.
Yeah, that's it.
But even for church, Thanksgiving, and after that, like you barely see people in church.
On his own, yes.
Right? And he's now by himself. So there has to, because now human being, right? He has expectations, like he has given you his patriotic service.
Yes.
He deserves the same.
Yeah.
You see,
the thing is, looking from a psychological perspective, okay, I think I'm serving Nigeria, so I deserve the best treatment because I might actually die in line of service and all of that. Okay.
Yes.
So let's say I am deployed at a roadblock. Yeah. Probably a young boy, you know, on dreads, who was doing good for himself. Was driving by. I can't stop him. Yeah.
Why? Nasaz, you work for a police.
No,
if Nasaz, you be like dreads, you must do bad.
No, the thing is, no matter how this thing what you did,
I say in this story, are you in the army or you're a police officer?
I'm in the army.
Okay, yes, it's
okay. Because anywhere where you did, as far as in a roadblock, anywhere where you did, if anything they happen, like Lagos now, they're going to deploy soldier for roadblock.
Yeah.
Different people must pass that. Pass
if the police, is it a dreadlock?
Okay, now, probably before leaving for that duty in the morning, mm-hmm. I feel like, for the years why don't they serve this thing, even if now one crawler hairs, I suppose they use now, why, mm-hmm. you know, I have that mindset like, okay, I deserve better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go to a roadblock. And then while interrogating someone, probably it's just a snap roadblock, you are looking for something. And then what do you do for a living? It says he's into crypto. What's crypto, you know? And then probably it tells you how easy it is to go that way. And that's how he has been able to acquire all of these things I'm seeing. And then I'd be like, okay, me we had a carry gun right from time till today. I don't even see save waiting this boy, you know, get mm-hmm. for inside this car mm-hmm. in a year.
Yeah.
Now there is trouble. It starts to kick in because you feel like you deserve better than person who just sit down inside a house. You maybe say you go to go from morning till midnight, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. sleep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have that mindset of, okay, I actually deserve better now, things will go wrong with the people you are serving because they are not doing as much as you're doing, but they are having probably a chance at better life more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's where the patriotism comes in. Either good or bad, either way it goes, you're not serving the serving the government, you're serving the people. It's actually the end of the whole. You know that, okay, you are here to protect lives and properties. Like you're the shield. So irrespective of what comes with it or what doesn't come, are you still willing to serve? Do you get it? Are you still willing to serve? But once you now coat your mind with the fact that, okay, you deserve better. Yeah, everyone deserves better. With the stress, even the dust alone, you notice it. If the dust blow you, sometimes the weather gets to as hot as 47 degrees Celsius. For this, you want to charge your phone, you have to wrap it with handkerchief, with water and all of that. And then when you sit down and you look at the old setting, I'll be like, okay, what is the worth of this thing?
My brother served in Kanama.
Yeah.
He say at a point, if you no quick drink water, you will piss blood.
If you are hydrated, self say you won't go pee. It's as hot to the point that lizards will crawl out from bushes, yeah, and come and stay in that your pee before you even leave the spot. I'm not even joking.
What I make you lizard R. Kelly?
I'm not even joking. You go they pee like this lizard go there inside this thing, they drink and they just lie down inside.
Yeah,
for that fucking, so if you actually be like, okay, I deserve better, you will not serve. And if you're serving, that rogue mindset would definitely kick in because you feel like this, you deserve better, and the better is not coming.
Yeah.
So what do you do next? You start oppressing the people you're meant to protect their lives and properties.
It's crazy. So at this point, where do we now find the balance? Because, like, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, many people tell me, say, Vector, I know so many people they think like you now.
Yeah,
you time, I know so many people they think now. To people who want to learn how to find the balance, because you seem to have found a balance. I don't need to ask you what your post-traumatic stress disorders are or what your sleepless nights are, but... Have you found a balance?
Yes. I think I'm managing that in the best way that I will not use my own stress to affect the people around me. Okay, I'm on break now. And there's something I realized. I can't stand crowd. Like people walking towards me, their body contact and all of that, it pissed me off one kind. I hate noise. You see all these barrack boys, all these barrack children, you see them, if you just come up for their own, blow whistle, you know that kind of thing. You just in sleep for afternoon. You just carry whistle.
Barrack children are too energetic.
They will carry this 25 liter cake, pull rope, one will climb on top.
We're going to put it down.
Now, drop. For veranda, I will not be outside though. And I'll be like, if I spank this kid, then mama will be like, no, go that the mouth of that madman, we just come from Eduguri.
Oh, Dana, why some people be bulls?
Nah, the thing
is that. That man are bulls.
The thing is that. No go in the mouth. And the thing is, because I've been exposed to solitude, if it's not gunfight, I am in a very quiet place. Nothing is happening. No vehicles, no humans, nothing. So I know if you did that kind of place for 3, 4, 5 months. And then when I come back, you expect me to just adapt to, I go Mandalas, I want to go buy something. You know all these boys, they also know. But I was sitting on by all those touch, and the thing just, they burst my legs. Which can, wow, come outside. And I feel like before I left Lagos, that was not happening.
I beg you, listen, do you like us carry you go Yaba?
No, I don't go.
So, as you know, so you go there, piece of, so you go just charge your beat to a person.
Ambulance go follow us.
The way that they take the women,
go follow us.
I beg you, that Yaba, you see that Yaba, those traders there, they need Mendy.
So, the thing is, like before, yeah, mm-hmm. if I should enter here, I'm always probably looking for the exit door. I'm looking for who can harm me inside here. I'm looking for the alternative weapon and everything.
Just
and
in case.
And I'd be like, say, I did proud of that thing before, you know, like, okay. I'm actually security conscious enough to probably be aware of my environment and all that. Mm-hmm. Until I now realize that, okay, this thing is, I'm just being paranoid. It's just paranoia.
Mm.
Have you ever thought about that?
It makes sense.
It's just paranoia. And I'd be like, okay, I need to tone this down. It reached a point where if you're walking towards me as a man and I feel like you are hefty and you look violent one kind, I would unfold my blood away to you. In case, say, something won't happen. Like, my mindset is ready to actually charge.
This was me in Unilag. Every time I meet a rapper, in my head, okay, so if I'm about to this one now.
Yeah. You don't decalculate ahead.
So I never lost a lot of battles because the moment they just hit me up, like, so this guy wants to battle you. I say, he wears shirt to the right girl boss.
You don't need pull rhymes for that, this thing already.
I'm like, yo, girl bars.
Yeah.
Girl boss. Like, I'm a man. That's it. Girl balls. In my head, I'm already that. So I get what you're saying.
So I now realize that, okay, this thing is not because I'm actually conscious like that. It's just me being paranoid.
Mm.
And I feel like it's a good thing for me anyways.
Ah, see, rappers, are you hearing? All this kind... Before you meet rapper, you know they do be yeah paranoid.
Paranoia. So those are the things. But the fact that I actually understand, okay, there's something called PTSD. Mm-hmm. If you notice something there, mm-hmm. the problem you don't already solve them halfway.
Yeah.
So it's different from someone who actually doesn't know that, okay, there's something called PTSD.
Yeah.
Like your wife, he call you from Lagos now. Say, okay, well, this thing don't finish. And then something you are supposed to actually probably ask 2 questions and be like, okay, wait till probably mountain. You just see person will just turn around to shout. I'd be like, bro, calm down. This thing don't reach this level you the carry. But to him, it's normal. Like, he's supposed to react that way.
Yeah.
So
I understand this thing. Like, for barrack, growing up in the barracks, you have to fight for them to respect you.
That's it.
You must beat person,
yes,
so that they're not gonna beat you, because they will always attempt to beat you.
Yes.
And it's all those transferred aggressions and stuff. And I really appreciate this conversation because I started to change the usage of the word hope. Because
we had a conversation about that.
Yeah.
Hope and expectation.
Yes. Kind. Like hope, just be like say, you guys do anything or just hope.
Yeah.
Well, expectation, I say, what did you do? What have you done to expect this result?
Yeah.
I expect that our conversation today is going to touch a lot of people that feel neglected on the side of being a patriot.
Right.
Whether about country life, whether about family life,
yeah.
whether about servitude, whether about just being brave, just know that at the end of the day, if it's what you want to do, nothing in this world validates what you want to do more than you wants to do it.
There's this post I made on Instagram one time about Amofati, this Stoic quote,
mm-hmm.
which means the love of faith. Mm-hmm. Like whatever comes your way, like you just know that, okay, this is what comes and I have no power over it. I just have to be myself and see how best I can actually use this to my own advantage.
It's funny how this thing always, life is so, there's this show on Netflix called Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
All right.
The first episode I saw of that show, I understood what it was, the holisticness of everything. It's funny how everything you're saying right now, I swear down, I see it in the music sense of it as well.
Right.
Like, I see how it makes sense for an artist to understand that you are the expressor of the art. It's not everybody around you. They are the observers of the art. So what determines the art is the giver of the art.
Yes.
You are sacrificing Ebo.
Yes.
The receivers are the audience.
Yes.
And if you're a soldier, if you're a police officer, if you're a husband, if you're a wife, if you're a son, if you're a daughter, right. The truth about everything is whatever you decide to do, now you decide to do. The value and validation of that is you.
Right.
And thank you.
You Tama. See, like you said, right? Inside this same observer that you said, you get people who go to control job based on constructive criticism and all of that. And when they throw that job now, if people they hype you, right? Then they one side. You don't really mind them. But you see those one where they throw those jab, your mind is wired to actually respond like, okay, if you don't actually understand this love of faith that I said, when they throw these jabs, you feel like, okay, you don't see what I'm doing. You don't see how much effort I've put into doing this and why would you say this? And then you want to reply in the comment section, you want to screenshot and post and be like, look at this mad person and all of that. And then once you now realize
this part we talk here. Plenty people go, it go pain them because many people don't say, look at this guy. He said this and now said
find a balance. Find a balance. Is there something this person said that you feel like, okay, if I should have done it this way, or there's nothing, this one is just projecting their own trauma into your own heart, then let it be.
And be patriotic.
Let it be and be patriotic. Expect not. So the thing is, when it comes to service,
yes,
I feel like every service person, be a policeman, the Air Force, just find a balance in such a way that whatever it is that is running through your mind 24 hours, 365 days in a year, you find a balance in such a way that it doesn't affect your service. So the oath you've sworn, the lives of and properties you promise to protect, and you do it in such a way that the people around you can actually see what you're doing and why you do the things you do, instead of probably projecting some trauma that comes with hope to your service. And once you're able to find that balance, people who want to actually project, people don't actually know the difference between government and country sometimes. And then people start to see what you do from the perspective of country and not government. But if you're not able to find the balance, you just be like you're floating and everything you do just feels probably worthless to you yourself. And that's it.
And I guess that's what makes you a true patriot. Once you're able to find that balance.
Thank you.
Interesting. I knew that we're going to have a conversation with the Tama today. Yo, and shout out to Chinkwekun. You're a slow person. Is it because you're fat? You have song that's supposed to have released, and Notama was mentioned in that record. And yeah, don't bust because you don't hear. So this just feels like it's not politically correct, but at the same time, I'm being patriotic. So you need to release that song. That was Notama's reference, so that everybody can enjoy it now. That's his flowers, you know. And the line, if I remember again, is Otama Des and Bisa fighting our own Osama. So I move like a Barack leader, not Obama, but to go me phone. The soon as you realize you're dancing on a time bomb. So go ahead, make the music that you dance with. You need to do rehearsal for the wolves you're about to dance with. Yes. Shout out to Chikweku. You're a correct guy. I had a great time having this conversation. I don't want a podcast where it feels like, oh, everything is structured. I want us to make our mistakes as human beings. I'm done with validation and with certification validation. All those kind of, you know, I'm a pro at this. I'm, you know, like, as you did like this now, you get plenty soldiers where they will not be like you. But they are certified as soldiers.
Yes.
And in my head, again, in the same vein, we have soldiers who are reminding me of what exactly Jesus Christ stood for. They are willing to die for the sins of others.
Yes.
So thank you once again. Salute. I wish you a great service. I wish you awesome retirement. And
thank you.
I hope all your other gifts makes way for you as this has also done.
Thank you.
Bless, bro. So you can follow the conversation with the hashtags Lafayette Radio and Lafayette Radio Podcast. See you guys. The conversation today is with Otama. 4 years ago, he was assigned to the Northeast to fight against insurgency and terrorism. Well, they've not called it terrorism yet.
Insurgency
in Nigeria. And he's also a brilliant writer and a wonderful all-round person. we're about to have a conversation about patriotism, but then as patriots, enjoy. So yes, I guess doing the closing for this show will be, I'll do the closing with a reference to his name in a rap verse. And he goes, Otamade Sambisa fighting our own, Otamade Sambisa fighting our own Osama, but I move like a Barack leader, not Obama. That's Ogunme fun. The soon as you realize you're dancing on a time bomb. So go ahead, make the music that you dance with. You need to do rehearsal for the wolves you're about to dance with. And that's it.
Bust my head.
He says he
random,
goes to a quiet
random
place.
Random music. See, I feel they listen to Ekiti. That local this thing today. And they listen to one Elimure, probably Ekiti dialect this thing by 2 o'clock. Next minute, I don't dare country music. Randomly. From reggae to dancehall to blues.
When a man told you that he likes to be in quiet places, he doesn't like noise. You now asked him, what does he do to relax?
Randomly.
Can you fathom the slightest amount of variety in that question? Like, Baba said, "Where in the piece, lizard the combat."
The thing is, when it comes to music, I don't have one genre like okay, this is it.
See, you know why I love this conversation? It's because it busts my head. I may be one of the baddest rappers you've ever heard, but bro, I like different types of music.
Yes.
One record I can never forget is "Promise Me Son Not to Do the Things I've Done." Walk away from trouble if you can. You don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek.
Right.
Like that, everyone considered him the coward of the county. That's the song.
Yeah.
But then I can go to "You Have No Right to Tell Me How I Feel." Then I can go to listen to Enya and go, "May It Be." Then from there, I can give you Ibelani Koma Oka, you know, Molo, Briwale. Bro, like, so why must you not see me outside and I'll be like, gangster, all you people that, what do we call that time? Anxiety rappers. you have to beef and fight. No, now I'm an embodiment of music. And yes, Celine Dion's One Heart album, one of my best records would be Faith. And it's called Faith. Right beside you is where I'll stay. There's that. It's too much. But then I can also listen to Ice Cube and get what he's saying. And listen to Jay and get what he's saying. And just listen to KRS-One talk. Not even rap now. But that line, I'm number one. I'm sorry, I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, five.
You go from Nas, enter to being Wigwe, enter.
Bruh.
That's it. No stopping. Came I think man, if it did anywhere.
I see do reference to Lexi Do, baby. Scare.
Right.
But yes, now like
Jamal,
don't go out. This is Pandora's box of music question I meant to ask.